This will be a ghost town. All three states will end up being ghost towns. Everybody will leave here.
That's how Daniel Smith, a coal miner, sees the future of Boone County. And a lot of people at the West Virginia Coal Festival agreed. Daniel sits with his family in a booth on the festival's main drag, selling quilts to passersby. Daniel says if he loses his job, as he assumes he will...
I will leave here. If I lose my job, I will leave here.
Many already are. For Colorado, Wyoming, Texas, Oklahoma, Indiana. For those miners still working, life is uncertain. Just this morning, Karen Fletcher's husband missed a layoff at Patriot Coal.
Mine's just had a big layoff today.
Patriot laid off 75 workers from two mines in Boone County.
Yeah, so we're glad that he just missed it. So
in the past 2 years, one-fifth of Boone County's labor force has lost a coal mining job. Needless to say,
it's affected Boone County bad.
But what does bad look like exactly? Well, it depends who you ask. I run into a young man working at a bake sale on busy State Street.
I'm Willie Kimmler from Boone County, looking at the coal festival going on here, trying to raise money for prom.
Willie's coal miner father has so far kept his job, but even so, the college-bound president of his class doesn't see a future for himself in Boone.
I don't plan on going into the mines because the market doesn't look good, and that would kind of be like a death wish, so I plan on going to college and trying to get a degree, and that degree isn't really going to come in handy around here. I mean, I love my community and where I grew up, and I'm always going to come back and stuff like that, but I don't see myself living here in 10 years.
Unless the coal market picks up, says Willie, everyone will simply move away.
In 10 years, there won't be anything.
His mines had 8 mines to start with before this junk started. Now we're down to 2.
That's Angela Smith, who's married to Daniel Smith, the miner from Logan County that we heard from earlier.
I mean, that is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men just in Logan County that lost their jobs. That's a lot of children who don't have a parent who makes money anymore. That's a lot of wives out here struggling to try to find a way to feed their kids. Then you're going to have, of course, increased drug usage. You're going to have increased theft.
Angela is worried that some of her neighbors are getting desperate and turning to crime to make ends meet.
We've had thefts all up and down our road, and we live in a great area.
Stealing is probably an extreme case. Others are simply cashing out their assets to pay the bills.
There's not a road that intersects with 119 that you don't see several vehicles for sale. There's not a road that you can travel down that you don't see home for sale.
That's Roger Horton, a retired miner with a lobbying group called Citizens for Coal, which is tabling at the festival. He lays out the questions that cut to the core of this crisis.
Listen, our miners are not going to just lay down. They are going to find work. But the question is, are they going to find it here? And if they do find it here, is it going to be a job that pays nearly as much? Is it going to be a job that has the benefit package that these miners enjoy now? I say not.
Will they find jobs here, and will those jobs pay? Coal pays well. According to Workforce West Virginia data, the average Boone County worker made over $50,000 in wages last year. That's the highest average in the state. Guy Mitchell, a miner who's worked at 6 different mines in the past 2 years, says many of his friends have switched careers because of the instability and uncertainty in the coal industry right now, even though it means making half of what they used to as miners.
I've had probably 10 or 15 different ones just go into different jobs, take a big pay cut just to have job security.
And what kind of jobs are they getting to transition into?
State jobs for state roads or maybe even logging, whatever really they can find.
When his brother lost his job, he opened up his own motorcycle shop and his wife went to work.
How's his motorcycle shop going?
Not as well as the mines, but he's making a living. That's about it.
Even staying in the mines doesn't necessarily guarantee the high wages it once did. Guy says companies are laying off workers as full-time employees and rehiring them as contractors for less money.
And you'll make about $4 or $5 less on the hour, no insurance. They're trying to find different means to keep people working.
The sirens of volunteer fire trucks signal the beginning of the West Virginia Coal Festival parade. Coal pageant queens smile and wave from convertibles. Men roll by in mining equipment, throwing candy to children. And politicians chase the coal vote. Republican Shelley Moore Capito and Democrat Natalie Tennant are competing for an empty U.S. Senate seat this year. Capito walks down State Street in a snappy red, white, and blue outfit, flanked by supporters in black shirts that read, "Coal Miners for Capito." Tennant, the current Secretary of State and a former mascot for West Virginia University's football team, the Mountaineers, shoots off her musket into the sky.
Ready?
But the reception from the crowd is a little chilly.
It's a coal festival. This ain't a damn campaign rally.
That heckler is Jerry Wilson.
My name's Jerry Wilson. I live at Little Horse Creek down here at Julian. Been here 77 years.
Jerry's a retired miner who dons a United Mine Workers baseball cap and stands on the lawn of the Boone County Courthouse, where a bronze statue pays tribute to coal miners past, present, and future.
Damn liberals have ruined this country, honey. I'm telling you, I'm plain spoken. I don't care to tell you.
It's a common refrain at the coal festival. Democrats, especially President Obama and his administration's Environmental Protection Agency, are to blame for the recent layoffs. When I ask Jerry how he sees the future of Boone County, here's what he tells me.
Well, if Washington don't change, it's done. That's about the way I see it. So is West Virginia. West Virginia's coal, that's all.
So you see it all coming from the top. You don't think the folks at the bottom have a chance to decide what they want?
Jerry pauses for a long time before he says,
I don't know how it's going to work.
This anger at the top level of government over coal layoffs is remaking Boone County's political landscape.
Obama's the greatest gift to the Republican Party we've ever had. It's even respectable to be a Republican in Boone County now.
That's Larry Lyon with the Boone County Republicans and his wife, Wilma.
At one time, I heard one of my friends say to me, said, Wilma, I heard that you're marrying a Republican.
Until the last election, Boone County hadn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate for almost 30 years. But the popular perception that Obama's EPA is killing coal jobs is affecting the vote in big ways, says Larry.
I heard a guy from the Logan County Commission tell the EPA, he said, there will be consequences. And Logan County's voted Republican ever since.
He gestures to a table where Boone Countyans are registering to vote.
The people that register over there either register independent or Republican. Very few register Democrat now.
Among so many people I spoke to, there was this hope that if you could just get rid of Obama, things would be better. But there's evidence that's not the case. The recent tightening of emission standards on coal-burning power plants, which actually date back to Clean Air Act amendments under the Bush administrations, is just one of a host of factors at play. One of the major ones is simply scarcity. After more than 100 years of mining in West Virginia, there's less mineable coal, and what's left is harder to mine. That means it costs more to mine, and thus costs more to buy. Buyers are increasingly looking to lower-cost coal from other regions. A 2008 forecast by West Virginia University predicted that coal production in central Appalachia would fall by nearly 40% by 2030, due in part to the depletion of reserves. Several people at the coal festival told me some version of this statement. If you want to burn less coal to reduce carbon emissions and take care of the planet, fine. But
you introduce it gradually. It's something that has to be 30, 40, 50 years worth of work.
But the people of Boone County may not have that long to wait. In 1995, U.S. Bureau of Mines predicted that the county only had 20 years worth of economically mineable coal left. That, of course, was almost exactly 20 years ago. Of all the people I interviewed at the coal festival, none saw a particularly bright future for Boone County, unless coal makes a comeback. It's coal or leave, they all said. Well, except for one.
My name is Carrie Albright. I am known as the miracle baby of the Buffalo Creek flood, currently living in Brooklyn, New York.
When a giant coal sludge dam burst on nearby Buffalo Creek in 1972, Carrie's mother and brother both drowned in the coal slurry, but not before throwing him to safety on the mountainside. He's working on a documentary about his story, and in the process, he's talked to a lot of locals about the coal issue. Some pro, some anti, but mostly
right in the middle, but they're just kind of confused. If they don't have this industry, then what do they have? Which is a very legitimate concern, and it's a legitimate question.
He says people feel stuck because they're just not seeing any other options.
they even feel themselves like they're putting all their eggs in one basket. To get another basket, it's something that they just can't do overnight.
Carrie says that instead of putting all our eggs in one basket, he'd like to see some planning for the future.
Whether we like it or not, coal is eventually going to leave, whether it's 300 years from now, 400 years from now, or tomorrow, because technology advances, everything advances. And I just really want the people of Boone and of West Virginia to plan for that event instead of waiting for the disaster to happen.
Carrie Albright has already survived one coal-related disaster, and he hopes he doesn't have to see another.
Honking coal, what we gonna do?
For West Virginia Public Radio, in partnership with whatsnextwv.org, I'm Catherine Moore.